The alert about three missing children had been on the radio for less than 3 hours when a motorist called in the location of the car police were searching for. The Attorney General says the system worked exactly as it was designed to.
We were able to locate these children and their abductor exclusively because of the Amber Alert. Without Amber Alert, who knows what could have potentially happened to the children? And this is just the most recent but pretty clear-cut example of how Amber Alert can recover our children.
The recovery of the three children brings to 26 the number of kids found as a result of Amber Alert in the past 7 years in the state. Van Hollen says it's a three-step process. First, a local law enforcement agency determines that a child may have been abducted and is in danger of bodily harm or death and calls the Department of Justice.
And when they make that request of our Wisconsin Clearinghouse for Missing and Exploited Children, then it is up to us to make the second determination as to whether we believe they've met the criteria. And if we believe so, then we will activate the Amber Alert.
Activation sends the alert out over participating TV and radio stations, and it's displayed on electronic traffic signs on interstate highways. Van Hollen says alerts are only used when there is credible evidence that there is both an abduction in progress and that children are in danger of being physically harmed. A recent missing child case in Sauk County did not qualify because there was actually credible evidence that there had not been an abduction. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.